Hey everybody, just a quick announcement before the show begins. Shitty Song of the Week now has a website. If you go over to shittysong.show, you will get links to our social media, our Patreon, the voicemail line, our upcoming merch, and that's also where you guys can vote on this week's and in the future Shitty Song of the Week entries. In the episode, it doesn't mention the website because we recorded it before the actual website was up and running. So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. If you go to shittysong.show at the end of this episode, you can go and vote for which song you think is the shittiest one. But having said that, enjoy.
What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me once again, back by popular demand, it's Red. How you doing, bud?
What's up, dude?
Not a whole lot, man. You guys know the drill. Be sure to follow us on Twitter over at Shitty Song Pod. Leave me a voicemail, 910-370-1604, with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. And while you're at it, check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up, become a glutton for punishment to get access to bonus content every single month. Begins the beginning of the new year, Red. We have gone through Shitty Song of the Year 2021. It is now 2022. A whole new competition is about to begin.
Yeah, I feel like every year, and I had to step away last year for a little while. I had some technical issues, and you know, we found out the end of the year last year that I'm not a fan favorite with some people, and it's funny to me. It's so weird, but that's neither here nor there, but I feel like this show has grown exponentially over the last few years, and the process gets honed in a little bit tighter every single year. The songs get tougher, they get shittier, you know, going through songs at the end of the year for Shitty Song of the Year gets tougher every single fucking year. And I feel like we've only scratched the surface of shitty music out there, though.
What
I mean? Like We've been through this fucking thing for a long time and we haven't even scratched the surface. So there's a lot more shitty songs out there to dig through of all types of genres.
Yep. And you know, if people aren't happy with the winner for Shitty Song of the Year or the way that the competition goes down, this is where your vote really matters. This is where you get the opportunity to determine how Shitty Song of the Year is going to go. So you got to make sure that you vote and pick the shittiest songs that are going to move on.
Yeah, I mean, they know how this process
works.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't like to berate the audience every episode, but I do feel like we have to mention it because it's, you know, it's always someone's first episode.
Of course. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and berate anybody, I don't guess. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, if you want the outcome to be different than it was last year, do your part. Be diplomatic, damn it.
Enough of all that bullshit. Let's ring in the new year with some shitty, shitty, shitty country music, shall we?
Yeah, what better way to ring in a brand new year with brand new shitty country music?
Oh, yeah,
of
absolutely.
All genres, we had to pick country music. I don't know. It just happened that way. If it wasn't planned, it just worked out to where we had a couple shitty country songs to highlight this evening.
Oh, yeah. So why don't you kick us off tonight?
All right, then. Well, a few months ago, I went out to eat with my family, and we went to the fancy Applebee's like you do, you know, big Friday night out with the family, going to eat Applebee's. And on the way there, my wife is a listener of pop country, you know, recent new country music, you know. And on the way to dinner at Applebee's, a song come on the radio by a gentleman by the name of Walker Hayes.
Okay.
And the name of the song is called Fancy Like. Now, this song is pretty much a fucking advertisement commercial for Applebee's.
Okay.
We don't do jingles. We don't do shit like that on this show. We haven't so far in the time I've been on it, but this isn't a jingle. This is literally not an ad for Applebee's, but it literally is a fucking ad for Applebee's.
Oh, I think I know. Is this the song that they use in their commercials?
Is it? I didn't even know it was used in their commercials. Honest mistake, dude. Honest to God. I didn't know this was a jingle.
That's okay. I heard this on
country radio.
If it's the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, it probably is. So without further ado, I guess we should just get right into it then.
Yeah.
Honest to God, honest engine, I did not know this was an Applebee's commercial.
Oh, that's
I heard it on country radio.
It can be an actual song too, Red. That does happen.
I know, but I just said it wasn't a jingle, it wasn't a commercial, but it literally is the fucking commercial for Applebee's. It's okay, so I guess it is a commercial for Applebee's. But anyway, this is Fancy Like by Walker Hayes. Real quick, you want to talk about a fucking earworm?
Oh, I know. I'm already humming. I'm already humming the words in my head.
Yeah, this is an earworm and a half, dude. Hey,
my girl is banging. She's so low maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's. Can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then, when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with enough pay.
Okay, we're getting ready to get fancy like Applebee's, if you don't already know the fucking song. This song, dude, I have not been able to get this shit out of my fucking head. I hate this fucking song. It's stupid. It's fucking a nod at Applebee's. I don't know if it's a sponsor or if he wrote it for them. I don't know how it worked out to be that way. But this is just a literal fucking advertisement for inadvertently an advertisement for Applebee's that wind up being a fucking advertisement for Applebee's, apparently. I mean, I do what I can, Brandon, but look,
I'd be watching the commercial that this would be on, and I'd be screaming at the TV like, fuck you for this being in my head, and now I know that it's an actual song. That's wonderful.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, I swear to God, upon all that is holy, I did not know that was an Applebee's commercial song.
It's funny.
I literally heard this on country music radio in my wife's car going to dinner one day.
See, I feel like I should have brought like a song written for the Waffle House or something to go up against this.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No, it's good. It's good.
You know, it's a full 2.5 minute, 2 minutes and 44 seconds.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah, but it feels like 5, just to be clear.
How far into it are we?
30 seconds.
Oh, fuck. Let's keep going.
Yeah, we got to push through this thing, man. The chorus is what gets you, though. This is what's coming up right here. This is the kicker. If you guys don't already know this fucking song, if you've never heard it, you're getting ready to be humming and singing and fucking bebop into this song for the next fucking couple weeks till you hear it.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Get some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeak, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like.
This is the worst representation of country music ever.
Bougie like Natty is like one of the
Natty light
line.
In a styrofoam cooler. Yeah, Natty light in a styrofoam cooler. This is fucking like, I love how country music, like every genre panders to a point. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to sell the music. You know what I mean? In your own way. Country music is the worst for it, dude. This fucking song touches base with every fucking middle class American in the country.
What country person, I'm going to say, for lack of a better term.
Country person?
Yeah, what country person uses bougie?
Oh, them fucking high.
Is that a thing? Like, I didn't realize that was like coming back or like a thing at all.
It never left, Brandon. Oh, it never left. That's cultural appropriation at its finest.
Like this could be a good song, but it's so fucking annoying.
No, it couldn't. This could not be a good song. Ever.
No, I'm saying that it's so annoying that it could be a good song. I wouldn't notice it.
I mean, it just tipped its hat to fucking Wendy's, Applebee's, Natty Light. You know what I mean? Like, fucking Frosties from Wendy's. I mean, this thing is fucking hitting all the home runs.
You think right now. You think they were aiming for sponsorship, or it just happened to fall that way?
I think it just fell that way, dude. Like, his songwriters just came up with a fucking catchy fucking hook, man. You know what I mean? Like, super catchy.
See,
and you just rattle off a fucking combo at Applebee's or whatever the fuck and make a song about it, and it becomes a goddamn commercial inadvertently. Now, whether it was planned that way, I hate to even say.
It would be amazing if this was done throughout the entire album, and every song on the album was meant to be like a massive commercial jingle for like five or six different companies per song.
Yeah, that's what we need. We don't need cover albums or Christmas albums or anything like that. We need jingle albums.
Yeah, there we go.
Artists to come up with random company jingles and just put like 12 or 15 of them on an album and release it.
I mean, they're jingles, dude. You could fit like 40 or 50 of them fuckers on an album.
Well, yeah, true that. Dude, we're only a minute into this.
All right, let's keep going.
To impress, my girl is happy, rolling on a vest. Don't need no mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing.
I have never heard a single country song that references a Vespa.
This dude looks like a fucking soccer dad. Like he just left youth camp. This motherfucker don't know nothing about, I mean, I hate to keep saying the same shit about country music, dude. But these motherfuckers are just dressed up and shoved in front of a fucking camera. You know what I mean?
Right.
This dude doesn't even look like he sounds. You know what I mean? This dude sounds like he needs like the cowboy boots and the fucking pearl snap shirt and the cowboy hat and all that shit. But that's not what bro new pop country is anymore. These motherfuckers are dressing like Gap models and shit. it blows my fucking mind, man. And these people write about relatable things, and I guess that's what sells music. I mean, that's what it's all about, I guess. But I said it a while ago, dude, country music is the fucking worst.
Oh yeah.
And this dude is probably yelling out like five or six, maybe even seven different fucking like company sponsorships or whatever the fuck you want to call them. He's got three or four commercials in this one fucking song.
We haven't even acknowledged how retarded and repetitive the actual music behind this is. It's essentially
twangy as shit.
Yeah, and it's just one riff that's repeated over and over again.
Yeah, this song is popular in the karaoke bars.
And it's not any better that the melody of the lyrics is the exact same throughout. Like the verse and the chorus have the same exact flow to them. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, the music, I mean, the lyrics blind you from the music. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you're blindsided by this whole Applebee's commercial that you fail to hear the twangy bullshit in the background. It's super repetitive. It's the same shit over and over again. There's a weird little bridge at the end, a little closing out bridge thing at the end where it kind of changes tempo a little bit. But the whole song musically is the same shit, just repetitive over and over and over again.
Well, let's get it over with.
Yeah, we're only about a minute and a half into this thing.
But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with enough pay. Hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you.
And real quick, everybody listening to this in their car can probably pick up on what I'm getting ready to say. There's a super fucking deep bass in there too.
It's annoying.
Like a hard ass 808 bass in the background. You know what I mean? And that's just for bumping that shit in your fucking car with the windows rolled down. You know what I mean? That's on purpose.
Yeah, but at least it's not done like Kobe did it, where it's like so overpowering you can't hear anything else in the beat.
No, it only comes up in the chorus with the Applebee's shit. But it's still there, and it's like, if you've got super sensitive headphones or if you're listening to it in your car, you can probably hear it really good. It's in there and it's fucking annoying as hell.
Oh yeah, you're going to feel it.
Yep.
Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeeze squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Sip Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, how we do. Fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them.
Country kisses on my lips without scalding them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe a little Maybelline, but she don't need it. And the kitchen light radio slows down. Box wine, then her updo goes down. Hey, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that bourbon.
You gotta slow it down and sing it to her soft, Brandon. I'm gonna take you to Applebee's, baby.
It's
I'm gonna wine and dine you with some fucking Oreo shakes and a Bourbon Street steak, baby. I'm getting them draws tonight.
Dear God.
He's got to break it down for you, Brandon.
Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top two. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. So Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy light.
Fancy light, baby.
Oh, God.
That's how this man impresses his lady with fucking Applebee's. I'm not even, I'm pleading that I'm done. I'm resting my case. That's all I need to say. It's big for itself.
Yeah, let's move on from that fucking train wreck. Holy shit. That commercial infuriated me forever because it would end and I'd be hours from then and I'd be bougie like Natty, like motherfucker, it's just stuck in my head. So thank you for that. It's there no now. So no let me change things up a little bit here and I'm gonna slow down this the mood a little bit.
Oh
yeah, and I'm bringing what I'm considering to be a country music heavy hitter.
Okay.
Are you familiar with a man named Garth Brooks?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, come on. That was a rhetorical question, right?
Yeah, of course. Like you say country music, Garth Brooks is easily going to be mentioned in the top 10 at some point in time.
Right.
So he put out a song not that long ago called We Belong to Each Other, which is a very slow, sweet sort of love song. But what's interesting about this is that it's a love shared between certain people. And I don't want to spoil anything with it. You know, the lyrics kind of speak for itself. But keep it in mind that this is a love song. So just remember
okay,
that.
So this isn't like a If I Was Your Mother scenario, is it? Oh boy, we got another one of those this year.
Yeah, well, I'm kicking things off. I'm kicking off 2022 with a bit of a country stereotype here. So here we go with We Belong to Each Other.
Oh no, a country stereotype. Here we go.
Oh, I also want to point out that the music behind this, I mean, it's country because it's Garth Brooks, but it's definitely like 50s doo-wop bullshit. So enjoy that. Right?
Ain't no wall can divide us, no matter how high. Ain't no storm can untie us, for all it may try. We're all leaves on the same tree, under one sky.
Okay, so, you know, kind of a sweet sentiment so far. I'm going to go.
First impressions. The first thing I hear is, where, oh, where can my baby be?
Yeah, there's little hints of that.
Yeah. This is kind of weird. This isn't like one of Garth Brooks' like other persona phases. Is it where he turned into somebody else for a little while? This is Garth Brooks?
This is Garth Brooks. Yeah, and I'm gonna back things up because, you know, the first line is a fairly sweet line, innocent, you know, and then the second line comes in, and that's where it's like, oh, that's a little odd that the way you'd phrase that, you know, we're all of the same tree, you know, but, you know, we'll see.
We're all leaves on the same tree, under one sky.
first red flag.
Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. We belong to each other.
They belong to each other. Who are they? Let's find out.
We are sister and brother.
Oh!
Born to love one another.
What the fuck? Come on, this isn't like a what's the word I'm looking for? Just like brother and sister in the general sense, like as a people.
Right? Look, dude, we're all cut from the same tree. That's got to be a family tree. You know, we are sister and brother. We're born to love one another like a brother and sister would. This is Garth Brooks writing an incestuous doo-wop country song.
Yeah, I feel like this is an unfair advantage for you.
I don't know. I don't care what interpretation that he meant behind it. That's what this is.
Yeah, I mean, wow. You know, with the whole thing you hear about, and I'm gonna put your tinfoil hat on for a second, Brandon.
Love to.
You know, there's a thing going on about how the Illuminati controls the music and the lyrics, and you sell your soul and be, you know, super duper celebrity. And now there's a thing I heard a few years ago or last year or something that celebrities are using like baby blood and stem cells to make their wrinkles go away and live forever and all this shit. So this only like checks the box for weird shit that musicians have to fucking sing about and be about. You know what I mean? Like it's that's super weird, dude, just to put that on Front Street like that and to beat around the bush, if you will, and come back around to I'm in love with my fucking sister or whatever.
See, I think Garth Brooks has just been watching too much Pornhub with all that step-cess that's been going on up out there.
What are you doing, step bro? we could totally do that, man.
Oh, good.
It's whispered by the wind to all living things. It's in every sunrise. It's what the wild bird sings. It shines in newborn eyes. Faces lined and worn. It's the tie that binds us all. And it won't be torn. We belong to each other.
It's just so pro keeping it in the family.
without saying it.
See, now that I've planted the seed, it's almost every line in this song kind of keys into that.
Right, but without saying it outright.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Well,
I mean, he can't be like, I'm fucking my sister.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like, instead of making, you know, beautiful lyrics about being in love with a woman that's in the same family tree, if you will, like the way he's been singing it, it's not like out there, you know, like you say, I'm in love with my sister. Let's get that type of shit. It's not out there on Front Street. Like, he hides it very well in a soft love song.
Didn't hide it that well. I found that shit
so weird to say. That's so fucking weird to say. I'm not endorsing that or condoning it. I'm just saying.
We are sister and brother, born to love one another.
Maybe it is out there on Front Street.
Oh, yeah. Get ready for the bitchin' organ solo that's about to happen.
And it's so weird that it's a fucking doo-wop. Why make that why put it in doo-wop fashion? I don't understand. Like, oh, man.
Here's the organ solo. You get ready for this one.
Oh, an organ solo?
Oh, hell yeah.
Woo! That's where they get you, man, with them organ solos.
Man, that organ solo was bitching. I think I'm going to go fuck a family member.
Yeah, dude, it makes me want to fuck my sister. fucking organ solos does it every time, dude. Like, I mean,
look,
the music, dude, technically, personally, the music isn't bad.
No, of course not.
This is a lyrics problem here, not a music problem. Because I dig the music. I'm not hating on that at all.
It's a weird angle for a country song to break out like old school doo-wop, but I'm not hating the music. Like, I didn't like the organ solo. I thought that was kind of bullshit and mediocre, but yeah, it's, and I'm sure that he obviously didn't write this. He wrote it a little more innocently than we're taking it, but I mean, it's not hard to make this what I'm thinking it is.
No, it has all the right ingredients.
Yeah.
We just have to stir it up a little bit and make it what it probably even isn't. I mean, I would love to hear the fucking explanation behind this song, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would love to interview this motherfucker and be like, first question right off the bat. It's nice to see you. It's nice to meet you. But what the fuck is up with this song right here? Like, what is going on here? We need to know.
Like, why?
Why? Yeah. Why would you write that? Did the Cabal make you do it? Did the Illuminati make you write this fucking song?
Well, I hate to break it to you, Red, but we're just over the halfway point.
We are ancient stars, turned flesh and bone. We're all travelers on a bus ride. Yeah, we laugh and we cry, we rise and we fall. Yeah, we fuss and we fight, but through it all, we belong to each other. We are sister and brother, born to love one another.
Just move it along. Like, a key change would be great. You know, like anything to just change the song up a little bit.
Yeah, it's getting a little monotonous at this point, but I think I figured it out, Brandon. I think this is Garth Brooks' version of We Are the World.
You think so?
Yeah, dude, now I listened to some of the lyrics farther on here, I really don't think that it's, I mean...
Well, it
implies an incestual relationship between a fucking brother and a sister, but... When you listen to the rest of the lyrics further on, like I say, it seems more to be a general term of brother and sister.
Well, yeah, of course it is, but
it doesn't make it any better.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put a Band-Aid on it. I'm just saying I think that's what's happening here. But his wording and his, you know, choice of words in this whole entire thing just doesn't work out. It doesn't imply worldly brother and sister like we're all family here, because, you know, now that you say something about the we're all leaves of the same tree or whatever the fuck he said, I think that's the tree of life, if you will.
Yeah,
whatever the fuck they call it.
I'm sure it is. Like, you could take this and make it an innocent song, but I'm sorry, I'm not going to.
Yeah, it's not interpreted that way. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like,
if any just general everyday Joe Blow heard this song, or you take it the wrong way. Like, this is super weird, Garth. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
But then when you actually listen to it, I think it's Garth Brooks' version of We Are the World. And why he would choose, like, doo-wop is beyond me.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. But we got...
I like it at the beginning. Like, the music's good. But after how long? 3 minutes or whatever?
Yeah, we're 3 minutes in. We have another 50 seconds.
Yeah, see, this is where the song needs to stop right now.
Yeah. Well, let's see how he ends it.
We belong
to each other.
We belong to our sister
and brother,
born to love one another. We're all leaves on the same tree, waves on the same sea. You and me, we belong to each other.
That's how we're gonna end it.
Terrible ending.
Yeah, a bunch of doo-doo-doos and...
Kind of sad at the end. It kind of slowed down a lot.
Well, you know, we learned that they're sister and brother, and they belong to each other. And good for them. Who am I to judge in 2021?
Or 22.
Oh, yeah, 2022, I should say.
Yeah, dude, like, this is going to be weird. Like, we've got a fast food chain commercial, and then we've got a ancestral doo-wop. That's weird.
That's a great way to start the year.
Yeah, that's a great combination.
Shit. Well, if you had to choose, Red.
I mean, it's a toss-up, really. I mean, it depends on what you like. I mean, obviously, Fancy Like, the Applebee's tune, I mean, it's super popular, dude. Like, it's got, like, 2 or 3 million hits on YouTube. You know, people listen to it. Everybody, I fucking hear it everywhere. Everybody knows what this fucking song is.
Right.
So you might have the advantage this week, starting off the year. It could really go either way. It just depends on who's feeling fancy like Applebee's and who wants to fuck their brother or their sister.
Yeah. You know? We're going to learn a lot about our audience. Based off this poll.
Yeah, this is how we get to know you guys. This is like our little census thing on get to know you guys without really getting to know you.
Yeah, there we go.
Figure out how weird you are before it's over.
Well, you all know the drill. At this point in our episode, you can go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod, and you, the listener, gets to decide which one of these songs is the shitty song of the week and gets to move on to compete in December, once again for Shitty Song of the Year. If you think that Fancy Like by, who was it?
Walker Hayes.
By Walker Hayes is the shittier song, then vote for that. Otherwise, Garth Brooks and We Belong to Each Other, which I'm assuming is his sister that he's singing that to, they get to move on for Shitty Song of the Year in December.
Yeah, we'll say it's Garth Brooks' version of We Are the World Who Want to Fuck Our Sister.
Yeah, that's it. Goddamn. But I think that's a good place to wrap it up for this week, man. Is there anything you want to plug before we call it?
Man, hit that Patreon up, y'all. Go to the Patreon, give us $1, and you get to hear all kind of different shit. We break down albums. We pick through shitty music that we don't pick through on the show. You know, it gets weird. We got a lot of shit going on coming up for the new year. We've been a little, you know, dormant on it for a little while, but it's coming back. So patreon.com/SSOTW. Give us $1 and we'll make you holler.
Oh, fuck yeah. But that's going to call it for today, guys. So as always, this is Brandon.
And I'm Red.
And until next time,
see ya.